Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to Flesh Wound Horror. I am Flesh Wound Dan, joined by producer Todd.
What up?
And Pugs Dread.
Look, namaste.
Bad mood already, Todd.
Well, it's you, Dan.
Yeah, it is. We'll have a discussion off air.
I have no idea.
It's something I've bitched about before, and he still can't stop it. And from a producing standpoint, it's not good.
Okay.
So,
what did I do?
Off air.
Anyone listening knows what you did.
Especially with fucking headphones.
Yep.
All right. Well, my bad. Whatever I did. But, anyways, yes, we're here tonight to talk shark movies. Some of them might have contributed to the outburst. I don't know. We'll see. But maybe we'll have the second coming of Jaws tonight. You never know. So
we already had the second coming of Jaws. It was called Jaws 3D. So third coming.
Sharknado, third the second
coming.
One.
Fifth coming, maybe. Yeah. So all right, guys. We'll get right into it. We got three tonight. Hopefully we'll have some winners. We figured, you know, summer's going by fast, so we figured, like,
not fast enough for some of us.
Yeah, I know a lot of people dealing with the heat, but yeah, figured shark movies, get one out during the summertime. So we'll hit, these are all new tonight, so we'll kick it off with The Reef Stalked, from writer-director Andrew Trocchi, who has a pedigree kind of these movies. He directed the original Reef. He also did Blackwater, the crocodile film, and its sequel, Blackwater Abyss. And
I like that one.
Yeah. So this one, after her sister's murder, Nick, her younger sister, and two friends seek solace through a Pacific Island kayaking adventure. Hours into the trip, when the women are stalked by a shark and must band together, face their fears, and save each other. All right. So, real quick,
we did fail to mention this is streaming now on Shudder and AMC Plus.
Yes. Yes. Check it out there. So, the original Reef I liked a lot. I remember that being a really good movie. I really enjoyed Blackwater, and the sequel, it was not as good as the original, but I do remember it being decent. So this guy certainly knows his stuff, knows how to make an entertaining waterborne creature feature. I didn't love this one. I had some issues with it. The good, first of all, it's very, number one, it's serious minded, and I've said that, like, there's 1,000 shark movies and about 950 of them are more cheesy Sci-Fi Channel original level films, which is not necessarily a bad thing. We've sung the praises of Ghost Shark many times on this channel, so it's not a bad thing, but it is nice to see a serious minded suspense driven shark film. This one looks very good, solid, you know, underwater photography. Could have used a little more tension, shark action in general. A lot of that kind of takes a backseat to the human drama, which is not bad. The actors are all very solid. This is certainly way better than The Requiem.
I disagree.
I disagree too.
The Requiem with Alicia Silverstone?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I'm interested to hear what you have to say, but I also thought the whole, like, PTSD, I get it, like, in the opening, sister drowns in a tub, that happens at the very beginning. I don't know that would really affect you, like, diving, being, I don't know, I thought some of that was kind of dumb. My biggest issue, this movie just doesn't have a whole lot of bite. Very, very, very low body count.
Well, it's not really a body count picture, though. I mean,
I know, but there's not a whole lot. I don't know. This movie just lacked danger. There's one
most
particular.
Of this type of movie has a low body count. You normally only have a few people.
Yeah, this one's very low. Yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah, this is, I don't know. This one just didn't hit for me. It's well made. You know, it's much better made than, in my opinion, some of the movies I just mentioned. The characters aren't annoying. I think everybody does a decent job. I just didn't love it. Some of those flashbacks, the tub over and over, kind of took me out of it.
They're not annoying. I just didn't care about any of them.
I was annoyed because I didn't care. I did not like any of these fucking characters. I hated them all. I guess I'll want me to go in further.
Yeah, go for it. Elaborate on your disdain.
Yeah, I want to have fun in a shark movie, even in a serious one. And honestly, I think I set myself up for failure because I did like the first Reef. Even that was a little, not as intense as it could have been. But fuck me if I didn't hate every fucking female and child in this stupid movie. I don't understand how this could be such a failure for me. I don't understand. Dan, I don't understand how you even are being this nice to this boring piece of shit. No, it's a no. Hard nice fucking no. Don't even press pass. Don't even press play. Do not waste your time. This is wasting my fucking time. I'd like it back. I can't even have fun. You brought the Requiem or whatever the fuck the Alicia Silverstone movie is. At least that was entertaining. You can watch a train wreck.
Yes.
Yeah. And I like the movie, but also in love with Alicia Silverstone, so it gets a little pass for me.
She was terrible in the Requiem, though.
She was the best part of the whole movie.
To be fair, she's terrible in everything. I don't know if anyone's noticed that yet.
Yeah. No, she's good in The Lodge.
I know. Calm down, Dan.
The Lodge. I'm not a Silverstone.
Hold on.
That movie sucks too, but we went over.
But Pugs always says a broken clock
is right twice a day.
That's she right. plays the clueless role well.
So. Absolutely. Yeah, but for this one, dude, I did not care. And I side with the husband or whoever he was on this, in this movie.
Damn.
Hero, I'd rather watch story. That movie.
Right? So yeah.
That's why I was all excited biggest. From the setup.
You want to see him put the shark in a crippler crossface? Maybe he should.
No, I want to see him team up with the shark and take these bitches down because fuck, they're annoying.
That actually might have been interesting. He escapes from prison and they just do something stupid. He he injects the sharks with roids or so. It could be Benoit.
Give me the stupid shark movie. Although we don't You're give me a, such a dumb shark movie.
we'll
get there later.
I hadn't watched either Reef, so I watched the first Reef.
Oh, really?
Before this, yes. I wasn't super impressed. I didn't hate it. We opened up this one. I was like, okay, I'm into this. We got hoe killing. And then the rest happened. I didn't care.
Yeah. It just got boring and more boring after each fucking minute. This has to pick up.
There's several yelling at the screen moments in terms of decision making.
There's
in
plenty
this
of
one.
What?
Yelling
oh,
at the
yelling.
Screen
okay,
moments.
Got it.
Yeah. Fuck you, Todd.
See, and that's where our problem lies. I'm actually trying to produce him, and he thinks I'm joking with him.
My bad. I will try and whisper.
He is conditioned, though. That one. I get it.
But,
he falls always up.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard anytime you make a shark movie, particularly going serious, because you've seen it before. It's hard to do something new with a shark. We see all these gimmick movies. We got one tonight. And I don't know, more often than not, maybe that's the way to go, because you're always going to be compared to Jaws, or even if you're more popcorn, you'll get comparisons to a Deep Blue Sea or Shallows or whatever. I don't think this is an awful
Steven
movie.
Steven Seagal, I do.
I do want to throw out there, maybe he should just stick to crocodile movies.
His crocodile movies are better.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. I will say, for this guy, crocs over sharks.
I feel everyone who makes this type of movie is chasing the open water dragon.
Yeah, open water, absolutely, yeah.
And
it's just man, I've seen this before. There's just nothing different.
Jaws was killing motherfuckers out everywhere.
Yeah, no. Well, again, though, you go too hard on that, then you run into the CGI problem. One thing, did you notice the
cover that with a hand puppet?
Did you notice the shot where the shark turns into the freaking Flash all of a sudden, where it's just whew! That was weird, because there's not a whole lot of that, but I thought that was really just dumb. I don't know what was up with that, because there's not like an overabundance of like CG shark stuff in this at all. And so a lot of people,
not a lot of shark shit at all to begin with.
Well, what you get is more, you know.
So you'd recommend this to people, Dan, I guess is the big question.
Not exactly. I mean, there will be people that like this. If you're just a shark aficionado and you
need if you're just new to the genre.
Well, there, if you're new, I would say, guys, go watch the classics.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Not everyone's a horror scholar, needs to watch everything. They'll just toss it on Shudder. So this could be their first experience. Like, I want to see more of this and then find good ones.
Maybe. Yeah. No, I don't see. I mean, honestly, I'm surprised you hate it this much. I'm just a little more like middle of the road. It didn't blow my mind, but I thought it was
fine. I was in the mood for a shark movie and it shit the bed for me. So that hurts a little more.
It needed to lean one way or the other, but it didn't. It stayed in the middle, just boring. It needed to either go hard or go goofy, and it didn't do either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, will I watch it again? No. Probably not anytime soon, unless we were doing some sort of show on it for some reason.
The Reef double feature show coming to them.
Shark tier ranking. It's like 10,000 movies at this point.
Is that our next never ending series? Do we have an Amityville shark? Do we have a cross one? We could cross remote.
Oh, God, dude. I mean, there's been like Sharks of the Corn, Virus Shark, Noah's Shark. Noah's Shark is a thing.
I think we have our new summer series for next year.
Yeah. But there's some decent like suspense in this, I thought, at times. It didn't, like, I wasn't miserable watching it.
I wish I had your experience, because I was. Yeah.
But there you go. I think it's not going to be anybody's new favorite shark movie.
I had a curiosity. When did you watch this in your lineup of the shark films, Pugs?
I saved this for the main event.
I did this one first, just curious.
Okay.
I think I watched it second. I don't remember now. So, let's go ahead and rate it. Why not? For me, I'm a 2.5.
Yeah. I am a half star out of 5.
I am a 2. So I did not hate it as much as Bucks.
I was legit mad, but like, I'll get over it.
I wasn't mad. I was just bored. So that's why I'm sticking with the 2. I don't think it was poorly made. It's just poorly executed.
That's the only reason why I'm giving it a half star, because everything's on screen, looks pretty. But
yeah, it's doesn't feel cheap. I'll put it that way. It definitely doesn't feel cheap. So if you're the type that really hates on the Sci-Fi Channel stuff, this one might work for you. Like I said, there's a lot of people out there. I think it will. But having said that,
time for the most serious shark film ever made.
Speaking of cheap, let's move on to our next one from writer director Mark Polonia, Sharkula. The curse of Count Dracula lives on in shark-infested waters, claiming the lives of a tourist community. A sea hunt for the new species results in monsters, madness, and bloodshed. This great white is putting the bite back into terror, and it has help with the aid of new vampires intent on seeing it survive. All right. So I'm going to start off with the good. The premise, very cool for the idea. It's a good gimmick, a sea level shark movie, good gimmick. Having said that, also the Polonia brothers, I've talked about them not recently, but I have talked about them on the show before. Some of their early stuff, a lot of charm. They started making movies when they were kids. Not traditionally great stuff by any means.
They haven't progressed.
But charm. Well, I'm going to get into it. But there is charm. If you've seen some of their stuff, particularly that SRS Cinemas put out, the early stuff, not the new, the early stuff is enjoyable. Having said that, most of their new stuff is just not even rest in peace. It's Mark Polonia now. Their new stuff is really wretched, not wretched in like a bad fun way. The biggest laugh you'll have with Sharkula is just seeing the cover and the fact that discovering that it exists. That you don't need to watch this movie. The charm
with the brothers like disappeared when they hit like 30, maybe 25. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's not a happy accident anymore.
No, you're making the same shit films at 50, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, also like just this movie just looks so cheap. You'd expect it to be. It's just like, haha, look at this like puppet we're throwing at the somebody.
Hand puppet, dude.
Yeah.
Like not even a full blown like strings or like animatronic. It's this.
Yeah.
I should have had my Mr. Shark show up now.
And I'm sorry, like CG water eaten by CG's CG shark shit in CGI water, all of that. Like, I get it. Like, number one, I've just seen this gag before. I've seen movies where they've had like a stuffed animal that they throw at people and like, it's funny. No, it's not. This is just an insult. This is a waste of money. This film is shit from beginning to end. Community theater level acting.
Didn't we also just see this plot on American Horror Story or in Jacob's Wife? Wasn't that the other one? Mine is the Dracula shark one, but I mean the rest.
I like the whole like concept of Sharkula and Dracula. Like the idea is not bad. That is the best thing I can say for this movie, but it's just, and it doesn't throw anything at the screen. You know, there's none of that like Roger Corman charm. There's no nudity, I guess you could say there's blood, but again,
I didn't even notice there was no nudity.
That bad. Maybe nobody wanted to see naked, but
that too.
Yeah, some of the shaky cam. I don't want somebody seeing, I have to see this. I have to see it. It's Sharkula. No, you don't. There's the laugh right there, Sharkula.
You saw the poster and you saw the name. You're good.
it's a lame movie.
The digital zooming was driving me insane. I was like,
you can be cheap, but not unpleasant to watch. This is just like, oof. And it's not a long movie. At least they don't.
It felt like a journey, but not a good one. It was so long.
Unfortunately, if you want to see this, you're going to have to rent or purchase it on Amazon, Vudu, whatever, wherever you purchase your thing. I'm just going to go out on a limb, save your money.
This is about the level of some of the stuff Conrad Brooks did himself, including the movie that I was in with Conrad. Like, that's kind of like what you're talking here. And there's even that might have had just a tiny bit of more charm. This is just a waste. And I feel bad for those Sharknado fans that are going to buy it. Again, good gimmick. I'm sure people will watch this. There's a lot of dummies that will watch this.
we go in with a like a known expectation. Like, this is not going to be a fucking masterpiece. It might be entertaining as fuck, but it won't be a masterpiece. This is a fucking turd that I wanted to flush so fast and so hard that I was so goddamn bored, dude. I did get a kick out of seeing the shark the first time, the hand puppet with the fangs. I'm like, all right, that's funny. But that charm wore off too fucking fast.
The Dracula, I will say this, Dracula kind of looks like Gangrel.
I was going to say Gangrel too.
Now, but Gangrel now, like Gangrel after he's had like three ex-wives and, you know, done a lot of chain smoking.
Yeah. Honestly, we could have just painted Gangrel like blue and gray, and I would have made him, he would have made a better shark, a Sharkula.
I was going to say, or at least, like, I don't know, hit somebody with his finish or something. Yeah, I mean, I really do try with movies this cheap to find something nice to say. And I just struggle with this one. I don't want to be responsible for you seeing it and wasting your time. It's bad.
70 minutes.
Yeah. And honestly, that's most of Mark Polonia's stuff now. I've watched a lot that's very much in this vein where...
There's some Camp Blood sequels where a certain director that shan't be mentioned has better entries than mark in that franchise.
Ooh.
Yeah. Danos. And if you want to hear a rant about this person, go watch our hood, or what Dan calls, what was it?
Our hood classic.
Amityville in the hood. In the hood, yes.
Hooded classic.
On Patreon.
Maybe I went a little too hard.
And that's why it's still on Patreon. Yeah.
What say you guys? What do you rate this one?
I'll just based on the name, it gets a half star for me.
I'll give it a half star also on the name. I was going to give it a zero, but Pugs convinced me with that.
I try not to overuse the zero, and I won't on this one because, again, the basic idea of it is it could work very well for a B-movie. So a half star. But again,
so basically on the name too, the concept.
Read the synopsis, watch the trailer. There's no reason to watch.
I don't even know if you want to watch the trailer. But
yeah. Well, that'll cost you about 90 seconds. So, yeah.
I don't know. It could be a 5-minute one. But
yeah. Yeah. Unless you just have to see every shark movie. No. All right. Let's see if we hit a home run on our last one, which
streaming.
Is.
Which is streaming on Tubi.
Yes, Tubi original.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Tubi original, also from The Asylum. And this is from director Jared Cohn and writer Anthony C. Ferranti, Asylum royalty at this point. And in this, a family gets trapped in their storm-flooded vacation rental and have to try and escape from a hungry shark that's made its way into the house. all right, so
it's a little late for them to do their crawl mockbuster, but here we are.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was strange. Like 3 years later, or whatever it's been.
Been on the shelf.
Swim, crawl.
Well, you know what? Maybe the pandemic. Maybe they were gonna do it right then because that hit right before.
That's what I was gonna say. I feel like maybe the script was there, and for some reason they just didn't get to shoot it right away. There's still signs of this possibly being shot during the although you never know, they might have shot this like 6 weeks ago. You never know. But but Joey Lawrence, who's got, I believe, has top billing here, is kind of like isolated for most of the movie. Kind of felt like some of that might have been.
I was actually surprised he came in towards the end. I'm like, oh, they're just got him. He's going to be out of the picture. Yeah. Oh,
Michael Madison.
Yeah.
Michael Madison. He doesn't quite look drunk enough for that. Let's not besmirch Joey Lawrence.
Is everyone else mad when the Sharks showed up? He didn't go, whoa.
Yes. Honestly, that's all he wanted.
You remember Android Apocalypse that he did with Chris Jericho? I don't know. I remember that one. I should say this is Asylum, but this is not cheesy. This is not just going for yucks. They do try and make a somewhat serious shark film. There's no like elaborate over the top kills. It's lighter on the CG than most Asylum films, where sometimes it's just nonstop. It's really poorly written. The acting is really bad.
Wait, what do you mean? When they're screaming at a shark underwater to distract it? That's not masterful writing.
It's not. Go upstairs, kids. I'm gonna
hold the door for the shark.
God damn it. That's like my one line. I never put a line down, Dan, and that's the one line I have down.
All right, sell it with gusto because we were all talking there. You go do it. Do it.
That's true.
Say it.
Read the line tab.
Well, now I feel like my line reading is going to be off.
I'm directing you. Give us your best.
See, now I'm just not going to do it. You put all the pressure on me. when he says go upstairs, I'm going to fuck up a shark. I had to pause it. I was dying. Like, this is top tier Asylum here. They very much wanted you to know we're in California. We have the Santa Ana's mentioned, PCH, the I-5. All right, did we really film this in like Kentucky or something? What the fuck?
I like the rainy kind of look of this though. I did kind of enjoy that. Of course, again, they're, you know, crawl.
We weren't trying to watch monsters fight either, so that was helpful.
How dare you?
I could have went superheroes, but I went the other way.
I'm still going to say, how dare you?
At times, this actually is fairly entertaining. I wasn't miserable watching this. I mean, like I said, the acting is real. The acting's unusually bad, even by Asylum standards. I just, for some reason, just like everybody was having an off day.
They all had to bring their acting level down a step, so Joey Lawrence's acting.
he looked like he could teach a masterclass in this fucking movie.
Yeah.
The worst actor for me in this was the grandfather, and I know he was trying so hard, but it was like the grandmother in Dante's Inferno. I'm like, you're only here to save the fucking grandkids, and how's it gonna happen?
And they're like, well, quick, deuces, grandpa. We out.
Yeah, they were just goodbye.
And he lived a good life. I'll be a doctor for you. Peace out.
But it sounds like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys probably had more fun with this
movie of
than
the night.
Other two. Oh my god, yeah, absolutely. The most fun. I'm liking the 2B original, the Asylum 2B originals.
Yeah. They have a new one coming out with a shark. Fuck. What's it called? Sharks in the Moon? Moon's a shark? Sharks of Darkness? Shark Side of the Moon. that's what it is. I shouldn't be as fucking hopeful as I am, but
I am. Is that Asylum though? Or
yes.
Just okay, it's Asylum.
Well, it's going to be, well, both, I guess.
No, it's made from Asylum and it's on
TV. It's on TV? Okay.
Yeah, they seem to be doing the originals there now, more of a sci-fi.
There's some moments in here too that are like pretty well shot. Like when the one girl gets grabbed and dragged off, I was like, you know, that looks really good. There are some moments here. Again, it's not a cheesy shark movie in the vein of like a Sharknado or a Ghost Shark or Mississippi River Sharks or, you know, insert shark title. Maybe that kind of works for it, because that way when the little bits of camp, the antenna scene, you know, that was that was funny. Maybe it kind of works that it's not just beating you over the head nonstop with camp. There's certainly plenty of dumb moments. Like, why would you try and fix the leak at that point? You know, what's going on here?
Why would you trap yourself in a roof like that?
Yeah.
I mean, but you could just carry the bit. I'm not trying to give too much away.
It doesn't kill your enjoyment, but yeah, there's some.
Or at least grab something like a crowbar or something that, you know, not just punch through it.
Also, this is a slight spoiler, but it's not really. Just them like barricading the door with the water leaking in, and then like just trying to hold the door because the shark's coming. Like, are you fucking serious here?
I mean, I do think they had to know that this was dumb. They made it not a wet full camp.
Maybe they're trying not to for the 2B stuff, because, I don't know.
If you really, the full camp Asylum stuff tends to be like the Sharknado stuff. The other stuff, they tend to try to take it seriously. Even as absurd as Sharknado is, they're trying, you know, they're trying to be serious.
Sharknado definitely, I mean, it existed before Sharknado, but that really was like, all right, we need to make this as absurd as humanly possible. And there's
Lavalantula.
Not Asylum, but also awesome.
Yeah, I love Lavalantula.
Yes, and the second one. Although, unfortunately, Mike Mendez did not direct that one. It's still good anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is, I think, a good time. There's certainly plenty to pick at, but it's a good time. And Jared Cohen, again, very good director, and he's made a lot of films that I like quite a bit. Not all of them are great, but I do think he's a good director. And I've noticed a certain quality stamp with his movies over the years that you don't necessarily get from other directors. So I want to shout him out. You'll look at his IMDb and you'll see some shit on there you probably disliked, but I think he's very talented, and I do want to throw that out there. All right. Well, what do you gentlemen rate Swim?
I'm going to minus half a star because of the no. Whoa. I am a 2.5 out of 5. Decent time.
Dan?
I'm a. That's can't hard to really go higher than a 2.5. I'm a 2.5, but it's fun.
I can go higher because I had a fucking ball. I'm a 3.5 on this one. This is my favorite. This is my favorite one of the bunch. Was it dumb and make no sense? Yes, but I had fun.
Yeah.
So I'm not even.
That's what we should do with these fucking shark movies, man. Just, as long as I have a good time, I'm cool.
And you know, I'm tired of just seeing, going back to the reef, just people stuck in like the middle of the ocean. I've seen open water. I don't give me something. This we're in a fucking house. Okay, something different. Different as in we've seen. Well,
there was a house stuck in the middle of the water, and you didn't like that one very much. I did. Let's just overthrown.
I like that one more than Dan. I think I was in the middle on that one.
Oof. Yeah, no. I like the idea.
Yelling.
But yeah.
Say it again, but without yelling. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I like the idea and setup of the wreck when I think that whole like house being washed out. Mm-hmm. That was cool. I had a tough time. I just thought that she was just terrible, and it really took me out of it. But I don't know. Weigh in with your feelings, guys, in the comments of these movies. Maybe The Requiem, maybe you think I'm full of shit. I don't know. I just really had
most people line with you.
Maybe we'll do another shark show when that other shark movie drops.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I've said it before. I do enjoy The Asylum. I enjoy their early stuff. And
we got, you guys want to see me pissed off? Fucking Sharks in Venice. I'll get mad the entire time.
We need to, you've referenced that. We need to just go ahead and review it at some point. So maybe we'll throw that on with our next shark show.
Are you going to have computer issues that day?
I might. If it's a watch along and you all hear me bitch and complain, then I'm in. But reviewing it,
that might be fun.
That might have to be Patreon only, though, because I can get pretty vulgar.
So on that note, guys, thanks for joining us. And we'll see you. We'll see you soon. Check out our Munsters watch alongs and patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. All that good stuff. Good night. Stay out of the water.
I'll see you in Disneyland.